We have the Maisa in this week's parsha. Just quoted the Psukim, Vayehi Rov Ba'aretz, and there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, Vayered Avram Mitzrayma, and Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, Lo Gershom, Ki Kovid HaRov Ba'aretz, to live there because the famine was too great, he couldn't stay in Eretz Yisrael. Vayehi Kasher Hikriv Lovo Mitzrayma, when he came to Eretz Mitzrayim, I'll translate it more carefully. Vayehi Kasher Hikriv Lovo Mitzrayma, and it was when he got near to coming to Mitzrayim. Vayomer el Sara Yishto, Hine no yadati ki isha yafas marat. I see that you're beautiful. Vahaya ki yiru osach ha-mitzrim, the mitzrim will see you. Va'amru ishto zos, and they'll say, you're my wife. Vahargo osi, and they'll kill me. Va'osach yichayu, they'll have you live. So, Imrino Achosiat, so he came up with a plan. You'll say that you're my sister, Leman Yitav Li Bavareich, in order that they will show benefit to me because of you, B'choysa Nafshi Biglalech, and I will live because of you. Yeah, those are the Psukim. Dr. Albad. Hatoelas Hasheni, who Gam came to Midas. The second Limud from this parsha is in Midas. Hu acharitzis lekachas eitza bidvorim terem higatim, and that is acharitzis, the to expend effort and diligence. Lekachas eitza, that a person should try and seek counsel bidvorim in the matters terem higatim, before you get there. Kishi yistakel adam b'masha efsher. If a person analyzes to whatever extent the Masha Evsha Sheikrala, whatever might come about in his future, the Tisyashivloa Eitza Bazeofen. In this manner, if he does this histaklus and he does this trying to figure out the situation before it comes upon him, so the Eitza will be Tisyashiv, it'll be good. Yanishmar Baze Mehara. And by doing this, he'll be protected from the evil or from the detriment that possibly could happen to him. If he's not going to analyze in these matters first, it's not possible. It's not possible that the Eitzah is going to be good because of the rush. Because of the rush, the person is harried and he's, you know, can't think clearly. So the Eitzah that he's going to get at such a moment is not going to be an Eitzah Tova. Kia Eitzah Hashlema Lo Tishlam, because a complete Eitzah cannot come about in Lo Yistakel Bo Adam B'Mosam, if he's not going to analyze it with patience. Hello, Tira. Bring your raya. Sha'avram ha'sholem. Avram the sholem. Hishtada l'kachas eitza. He attempted to gather an eitza, advice. Kodem shenichnas l'mitzrayim. Before he came down to Mitzrayim. B'masha efshir shikri lo sham. Mehara. From anything possible could have happened there. Mitzad yofi yishto. Because of the beauty of his wife. We have this notion that even on the Midos Ros, that it would be good if we could do it, but if push came to shove, and I really have to perform, I can overpower my bad Midos. That is, if I was about to get this big promotion, from, you know, janitor to CEO, and all I have to do is not get angry at my boss, but I have a temper. So there's this notion that I'll be able to overpower my bad midas. I didn't work on my midah of kas. So the kasha I had over here is, You know, he's talking about the Midos. Here you have Avraham Avinu. He's going into a very, very dangerous situation. You didn't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that he's in a dangerous way. He's like going into Egypt. You know, it always was. You know, it was Avraham Avinu going into Mitzrayim. So, you know, when should he, you know, what did he do? Before he got to Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says, Kasher Hikriv, I assume it's going on those Kasher Hikriv, Lovel Mitzrayim, when he got close, before he got to Mitzrayim, so you start thinking, okay, what should we do? Now, what's the alternative? No, let's wait. Let's go to a mamish by the border, and they all see you, and then we'll figure it out. What's the pshat? I mean, you don't need to be on a very high madrega to... Everyone would do that. Even someone who doesn't have mesinus and this idea that a person should be thought through and organized in his way and to try and anticipate what the problems are. Even if he doesn't have that midah, this person is going to do it. Maybe Avraham didn't have any of those midos and was able to overpower them and did it. So Elamai, I think we see from this Ralbag something very, very important. I think very, very fundamental. That if you don't practice that midah, you don't have that midah under control, even at such a time when you're mamish in harm's way, mamish dangerous, there are snipers, terrorists, you're mamish going into, even at such a time, if he doesn't practice this midah of trying to anticipate what's coming ahead and to think through what the best eitzah would be, then he's always, even when he's in real danger, he's not going to do it. I remember such a similar shmooze from the Reshiva. I tried to find the Rabbeinu Yonah here, but I couldn't, so I had to quote the Chiddushei Aleph, which quoted it. The Pasuk says in Shmos, Vayivakesh laharog es Moshe, Vayivrach Moshe bnei Paro. Zelashon Rabbeinu Yonah, Parshas Bamidbar, quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei, Chazisa ish mohir b'mlachto. See a person who's mohir b'mlachto, who's diligent, who's a zariz, zeh Moshe. V'chein is dariz, Moshe Benu had to exercise diligence and alacrity, b'borachom et neparo, when he ran away from Paro, kishenoda davar hamitzri. When Paro found out that he killed the ish mitzri, shenemar achein noda davar. So Moshe Benu had to run away, and from here we see, when he ran away from Paro, you see, wow, what zrizus Moshe Rabbeinu showed. Now, you ask the lowest level crook who is performing a crime, you know, the first thing you do when you're getting in trouble is you run away. They shouldn't catch you. You know, you run away. And yet, the Rabbeinu Yonah is citing this as an illustration of the zrizus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyone would do it, even someone who didn't have the zrizus. And I believe the Reshiva pointed out, I read the Chiddush Aleph, and I didn't copy the whole thing, he goes through very beautifully that even people think, Taka, that you'll be able to overcome these midos. A person doesn't work on zrizus, he'll be able to overcome it when he needs it. But it's not the case. I remember my first year in yeshiva, so we used to have a musavad Thursday nights, one of the members of the kol, and there was a bris in the yeshiva Friday morning, and we were so happy, because it was only like a small chabur, like six, eight fellas, so we were so excited that we had this chabur because we didn't have to they wanted everyone to help clear up the Beis Medrash. It's not like now they go into the dining room. Over there there was no dining room, everything was in the Beis Medrash. You had to take apart all the tables, and we were so excited to come to this vad, musavad, and the person who was giving the vad said that people, you know, you think that if you don't clean up for the bris now, that okay, when you're married and it's a house full of things going on, and your wife's going to need you to help clean up for Shabbos, you think it's going to be easier then. But then you'll be able to do it. And I think that's when the first time I heard this, the shmuz, he said, oh, well, that was the musafah that week on Ben Yonah. The mice, we still get out of setting up for the bris, but the point is that person shouldn't think that if he doesn't work on the midos, that, you know, if it's, when it's really, really necessary, I'll be able to do it. It's a mistake. And the time to work on it is when yeshiva, we have time, and to you know, learn Musar, Musar Bespilus, trying to, you know, try and create different examples of what could take place. It's necessary, you know, all the different midos. Yeshivish, maybe you think maybe it only applies to Zrizas, but I think from this Ralbag, I think we say it doesn't only apply to a specific midah. I think it's everything. We have to work on all the various midas so that we can apply them at all the various times that will come up in our lives.